Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. High atop the press box at MTS Center.
You're high atop the press box. You're high atop inside the press box.
Sorry, high atop the ice service from the press box at MTS Center. I'm your host, Michael Remus, filling in for Drew Mandel, and this is the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. Sorry, now I'm done with the Drew impression. The Winnipeg Jets defeated the Vancouver Canucks 4-3, and which was a great game on national television, great atmosphere. You know, Jets fans, Canucks fans, Jets battling for the playoff spot. And, you know, the Canucks came in with a number of injuries. Bieksa, Henrik Sedin, Chris Tanev, and Mike Santarelli all out for Vancouver. You know, the Jets had a few days off here for the first time in a while. And they were able to capitalize and, you know, come out on top 4-3.
Yeah, you know, pretty. I thought the pace of the game was pretty good, Michael. I mean, the game went by quickly. We're doing this podcast; it hasn't even been 3 hours since puck drop, especially with the ceremony before the game for the Olympics and such. Overall, I thought the Jets were the better team tonight. Vancouver looks like it's a team trending in the wrong direction, as people like to say, and that has been something that people have been concerned about, especially Vancouver Canucks fans. And I think that was pretty apparent tonight in person. The Canucks didn't have a lot to them. I realized the injuries, obviously Sedin injury is huge, and not having Tanev and Bieksa, I mean, those are big injuries as well. You mentioned Santarelli, who's had a good year. So, I mean, you can't discount that. The Jets don't have Evander Kane, though, and that's a huge loss for them as well. The Jets, they blew a couple opportunities, and we'll get into the goals here, but at the end of the day, they came back and got a clutch one at the end, and this is the team they're chasing in the standings. They were 8 points behind Vancouver, who is the quote-unquote 8th seed or the second wild card team right now. And the Jets, by winning tonight and beating Vancouver at the old four-point game, the Jets are 6 points back in the playoffs. And we said, on the show, get it to four before the Olympic break. Well, you're 2 points out of there. I know there's Nashville and Dallas and Phoenix to deal with, but hey, it was a must-win game tonight, and they took advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, and they got to, they did what they needed to do in terms of getting on the scoreboard first, getting that advantage. Zach Bogosian received a pass right on the tee. From Toby Enstrom, and got a low end on net, and something that Zach Bogosian always has trouble with, I think, is he frequently shoots it, not on net and on target, but this was a perfectly placed shot, and it beats Eddie Lack.
What the Canucks do, Michael, and we're going to break it down on the show as well tomorrow, but what the Canucks do is they collapse really low. John Tortorella wasn't in the building tonight, but that's his style, is to collapse low, blocking shots, right? Well, the Canucks collapse low here, the puck works it around to Enstrom, and when the puck gets around to Enstrom, Enstrom gets it quickly to Bogosian, who gets off a one-timer. They're on the opposite sides. Bogosian gets a one-timer. It's an easier one-timer for him on his off wing. Shot, and it's a goal. And what you're seeing there is the Jets playing according to the scouting report. The scouting report is points are open because Canucks collapse. The puck gets out to the points, and the Jets capitalize. 1-0.
Yeah, and I thought in the next goal, Devin Setoguchi, all alone in front. Mark Scheifele set it up and passed it to Byfuglien, and Byfuglien slid it over to Setoguchi. Before I give it throw to you, I thought Scheifele, Wheeler, and Trouba were great for the Jets. And you can really see, especially Mark Scheifele, I mean, I think he's got about 12 points in his last 12 games. I mean, he's vaulting himself to the lead of rookie scoring. He's emerging as a huge key player for the Winnipeg Jets.
Night and day since the beginning of the season, and he's been great lately. So, I mean, it's just the same old story. And, hey, if you're a Jets fan, you got to be great.
Yeah.
Very happy about that. This goal is created by Scheifele. It's a puck in on the forecheck on a line change. Scheifele gets in on Ham Hoos and Yannick Weber. Yannick Weber's not an NHL-level defender. He's an NHL-level offensive defenseman, but not an NHL-level defender in his defensive shortcomings have probably cost him a fairly long career in the NHL, aside from his cups of coffee with the Canadians. Scheifele gets in on a forecheck, was the only guy with two defensemen back. Pressures, follows with the pressure around the opposing team, but the Canucks net. Puck comes up. He grabs the puck, makes a nice little juke, gets a pass over to Byfuglien. The Canucks guys are leaning towards where the puck is. They're overloaded on the puck side. Pass to Byfuglien, who always has good vision on the ice. Byfuglien has the puck on the right side, gets over to Setoguchi, who's playing on his off wing, which is the left side. You know, he has had some trouble adjusting, but today, what I thought was his best game in probably all season. Byfuglien over to Setoguchi on his off wing, puts it in the net, 2-0.
Yeah, and that was the first of Setoguchi's two at the night. And
and we'll quickly get it again there, if Scheifele's way better skater than he was last year for sure. And even you could argue at the beginning of this year. I don't know, though, if that's true. But I know for sure better than last year. He doesn't have the skating ability. Last year, he doesn't make that play. Forget about confidence, blah, blah, blah. Skating-wise, he doesn't get in on that forecheck quickly enough last year. This year, he does. And it's 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. But the lead didn't last long. About 4 minutes later, halfway through the first, Alexander Edler on the power play makes it 2-1 for the Jets.
Well,
brings the Canucks within
2-1 for the Canucks and for the Jets over the Canucks. The Canucks get the goal there. Edler at the top of the blue line passes over to Sedin, who's working the play off the half boards. He takes a shot pass, as they call it, off of through Ryan Kessler's lineup in the slot. That puck is tipped on net, and Trouba kind of came out to confront Sedin. And what happened there is then Stewart kind of lost his guy, but Frolik, Edler crept in. So what happened was Edler's on the blue line, and then Garrison stays at the blue line. Edler creeps in kind of back door, and Frolik lost him for a second, and he's got to kind of collapse with that guy based on the rotation. He lost him. The puck comes across. Burrows gets a whack at it. Edler, 2-1.
Yeah, and that was on the power play off. Chris Thorburn had a holding penalty. I thought he made a nice play to try to get around the defender there.
Yeah, you can't grab the jersey, but it was one, and it's an offensive zone penalty, but it's not for lack of effort. You know, he's trying to get in hard on the forecheck, similar to what Scheifele did. Scheifele just didn't grab, and that's why it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. And then the Jets go into the second period, leading 2-1. They come out in the second, 4:48 in. Ryan Kessler ties it up at 2.
Well, Ryan Kessler, he's great tonight. I mean, the second star, and we picked the star, so again, full disclosure. But Kessler was great. He worked his butt off tonight. He was skating hard. He was hustling. I think the best Canucks player by a fairly large margin. What Kessler does here, is, he gets in there. They're working hard on this shift, and he actually makes a pass up the back end. It hits Bogosian and bounces back to him. And when he bounces back to him, Little tries to kind of get in the way. A little bit of a stick check, but it was because of the reaction off the bounce. And Little misses him because Kessler makes a nice boom, boom move, stick handle. Comes off his backhand and rips the backhand, which Pavlik probably should have had, but it was a nice backhand. He should have had it. It was a nice backhand to all. But it was all about effort and work ethic there for Kessler, and also some nice hands on display. The Jets, probably stick check plays. You want to be a little more physical in the slot area, especially on a big body like Kessler. But you have to give a guy credit for scoring a nice goal like that as well.
Yeah, what did you think of Pavlik tonight
Nothing. We'll talk about the third goal. First goal, I don't really blame him for. The second and third goal, he should have both.
Yeah.
So he doesn't look great right now. He hasn't really all season. There's been a couple of games he's looked all right. But he hasn't looked very good. And you would think Friday night game, Saturday, or I'm not sure if they're flying out today or tomorrow morning. Sunday afternoon affair in Montreal, I would expect Al Montoya to play.
All right, we got that. Put it on the board. Right there, I thought, I'll go on to the next one, but I thought Eddie Lack, obviously was very good.
He was. And
for Vancouver.
He was good, Michael. They lost 4-3, but it was certainly no fault of Eddie Lack. The Canucks, again, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, when I'm sure on an ongoing basis here with the Olympic break coming up, but Bob McKenzie, I saw from our spot here that they're looking to retool. Yeah, no kidding. Not Mike Gillis, I'm looking to retool too. The question is, what are you retooling with? You just drafted Bo Horvat. We'll get into that tomorrow. But there's changes need to be made.
Yep, back to the game. Michael Frolik puts the Jets ahead. Just, quickly after Ryan Kessler ties it up, Michael Frolik, his 11th of the year, puts him up, 3-2.
Yeah.
Assisted by Ladd and Little. Little's 28th assist of the year, actually.
Sounds like a guy who ate popcorn during that goal. But what happened there, Little fires it around the boards off the right wing, and there's a center, to around the boards to Ladd, who's on the left wing. Okay? Then Ladd dumped it all the way back to Little on the right side, and then Little gets the puck, and he puts it back to Ladd, but Ladd had curled from the left side to behind the net, kind of on the strong side of the puck with Little. So back, give, go, right? They're a little mini-passing play, and when Little gave it back to Ladd, Ladd had come to support the puck, and Frolik shot in front of the net on a strong side. So it wasn't an easy shot, but Ladd put a real nice pass on Frolik, and Frolik found open space. So the Canucks are collapsing in front, but they have four guys, and Frolik comes into the middle of that box. Ladd gives him a nice pass. Foley gets a nice shot off, and it's 3-2.
Yeah, they're definitely
that's probably one Lack probably would have wanted, but it was a nice play, nice passing play.
There are definitely a few great passing plays by the Jets and the Canucks. And I mean, but those three, Frolik, Ladd, and Little. I mean, Frolik trying to find the open space, tapping his stick down. You saw that tonight, and you saw Wheeler and Scheifele. I mean, their skill level I thought really showed above so many. The top six versus the bottom six, it's night and day on the Jets team, and that's been the problem for since they moved to Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's true. I can't argue with that.
And then you think the Jets have it, but it was not quite over yet. Jason Gerritsen just was brought to Vancouver for a shot, and you sure saw it a few times tonight, and he absolutely ripped that one past Andrei Pavlik, 11:50 into the third.
Yeah, Ladd's got to get the puck out. Ladd doesn't get the puck out there. That's his fault, and he doesn't get in the lane of the shot. So that's two strikes. But you have to give credit where credit's due. And before Pavlik's got to have it, it goes from rights. The one timer's on the right side, and it goes to Pavlik's right side. So he should have that shot. But Garrison's got a howitzer, a one timer like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
Beautiful. Him and PK Subban. I mean, whose is better? I don't know. But they're both damn good shots. So. Give him credit for skill-wise, but the Jets can't be blowing leads. You blow a 2-0 lead, you blow a 3-2 lead. You're playing against a better team than Vancouver or a healthy Vancouver. You arguably lose. You can't do that. Everybody keeps saying young team. I mean, maybe young in terms of age, but every guy on this team, aside from Scheifele and Trouba, has been in the league for a while here.
Yeah, I think sometimes you get confused. I mean, Wheeler, Ladd, Little, those guys are, 25, 26.
I mean, they've been in the league 8-9 years now. I mean, how many years they've been in the league for?
Yeah.
I mean, even Kane and Bogosian have been in the league for a while now.
Bogosian, I mean, what is he, 21? But he's been in the league since he was, 17, 18.
Bogosian's been in the league. He is now on his three-year entry level and then a two-year bridge, and he's in year two of the big contract, right? So it's a seventh year now. So, I mean, don't keep telling me young. I mean, Trouba and Scheifele, they haven't been a problem. So the young is garbage. I don't like that. Maybe teams haven't learned to win, but don't blame it on the youth.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's...
Because the youth has been carrying this team.
Well, you sure saw it tonight, especially on the last play. I mean, Jacob Trouba was... I mean, the improvement of Scheifele and Trouba over the start of the year, it's amazing how much...
Trouba's been good all along.
He's been good all along, but I think...
getting better, but Scheifele is getting leaps and bounds.
I think Trouba's definitely slightly improving. I think more comfortable.
Sure. I mean, young players are going to get better. Right?
But it's amazing how much more that these guys are relied on to generate offense than they were at the beginning of the year.
That's right.
You saw that on the tying goal when Trouba skates in across the blue line.
Winning goal.
Sorry. The winning goal. Skates in, does a little stop there. At the blue line, and finds Setoguchi, who puts home as what would be the game winning goal and his second of the night.
Sometimes Trouba forces it a little too much, and he's eager and he's talented, and I mean that's not something that I would be overly concerned about as a fan. The play starts back in the own zone when Burrows high sticks Stewart. So I think what happens here is that Trouba gets helped by the fact that. Hey, he knows it's a delayed power play, a delayed penalty coming up, so he can kind of play keep away a little bit more, but also look for the open man. And what he does is he curls, as you said, Michael, at the blue line. He has great patience, and I think if he can learn patience, and I think he likely will, he finds a trailer in Setoguchi, and Setoguchi comes in. Setoguchi played his best game of the year, and he has been bad this year. But hey, if you're going to call him on being bad, you got to call him being great, and he was really good tonight. He put a nice shot in on Lack. And that was it. Game over. Well, not game over, but almost game over. And it ended up being the winning goal. So you have to like the Jets' victory tonight. I mean, it certainly wasn't without its flaws. But you're going to take 2 points. You're going to be 6 points within the playoffs now. You got a four-game road trip here. Montreal is a team that's turning it around a little bit now. You have St. Louis at the end of it. Carolina and Washington. So... we keep talking about you got to win this, you got to win that, but this is not the most difficult road trip the Jets have faced all year.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning also about Setoguchi. You said it was his best game of the year. He was recognized that by his teammates, that Dave Manuka of LegalCurve.com just informed me. He was wearing the Flight Commander helmet that I guess they give out to the player of the game. Everyone has their own.
They're watching the rest of the season. They better give it to him now just in case he plays like that. But it's true. I mean, the players recognized it, and Buffalo, I thought, was engaged today. We haven't talked about Buff. He was engaged tonight.
Played a 16:49.
But energetic. Him and Setoguchi played off each other. I thought they were good. I mean, imagine when this team has that third line going, especially with Kane out, night and day in terms of effectiveness.
Right.
And I give them credit. So I like if those guys can bring – and let me tell you something. The problem with those guys, because they're both so talented, and Buffon brings it far more than Setoguchi does, but they're both so talented. So when they're engaged or they're going, this team is a lot more difficult to beat.
Yeah, and that was it. 4-3, the final here at MTS Center. The next one will be Sunday before the Super Bowl. Jets in Montreal to play the Canadiens. But before that, we got the Illegal Curve Hockey Show tomorrow, Saturday, on TSN 1290. That'll be 12 to 3 p.m. on TSN 1290. TSN1290.ca. That's it for the Legal Curve Hockey Show post-game podcast. For analyst Richard Pollock, Dave Manouk, and Ezra Ginsberg, all of the Legal Curve, illegalcurve.com website. I'm Michael Remus, your host tonight, filling in for Drew Mandel. Good night and good luck.